This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you know what we ought to start hour two with is space. Fun with outer space, because we know that when we talk at controversies about outer space and moon landing, our ratings go way high, and all the interaction that happened, Super Don, I know we didn't plan on it, but just at the top of the hour, you had mentioned Richard Branson flew. Does he have Spaceship One? What does he have, Richard Branson?
Virgin Galactic is what it's called. Yeah,
okay.
And he did the first flight, flying to the edge of space, went 51.4 miles into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it's the first of what he is planning of being many flights that are going to become something called space tourism.
Well,
where you can actually book a flight. I have some
information on what happened during this flight.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
They were planning to go higher. But
yeah.
Accordingly, and you know, our friends, our flat earth friends, are going to be real pleased with this, because there's evidently some Tesla technology, like the Tesla car technology built into the Galactic One. You know how I think a lot of cars have this, but you got cruise control, you get too close to the car in front of you, and you start slowing down and mirroring the speed. Well, since there was a dome above us, it couldn't go any higher. It just stopped. It's like, well, we got to turn around. But the technology just outdid itself.
Where did you read this?
I just made that up.
Were you kidding?
That good? I just made that up. That was great, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was
fake news.
Well, listen, you know, I was going to call Steph Curry, who now says he was just joking.
Right.
He was just joking about the moon landings, right?
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, but, you know, of course,
really?
the fawning mainstream media will give him a pass, but if anybody else said it, it'd be like, nope, he meant it, and we're never going to watch him play basketball again. Right? Dude, just, you know, get over yourselves. Like, just have some fun with this subject. I know it's not fun for some of y'all. It's so serious, but we've got to find a time to light up. In fact, the last 2 days, Super Don, I think I was really too intense. Again, my mom was going, you're angry. You're too intense. What's going on? And I still think I was dealing with residue from those two trips in a row. And I could feel it. And I said, maybe it's seasonal affective disorder. I got outside in the sun a little bit today just to get a little bit of taste of that. Maybe that has helped as well. After the snow came, it was a sunny day today. So I'm feeling a little better about things, and including something that we uncovered yesterday on the air, and we got to cover it more today out of Tennessee. How cool is this? A physician, a medical doctor, was elected to the House of Representatives in Tennessee to represent a district within Tennessee. His name is Mark Green, Dr. Mark Green, physician, medical doctor. And he actually is on the record saying, you know what, I got some questions about the CDC and the autism thing. I think they might be covering some stuff up. I'm paraphrasing now. But I think, Super Don, you were right when we were talking earlier today. It's good that he didn't say that during the election cycle. They would have probably tried to trash him and say, oh, he's not, he shouldn't be allowed to run, because anybody who has a belief that the CDC is corrupt and is hiding data that was, by the way, read into the congressional record by Congressman William Posey, Bill Posey, the Space Coast. Speaking of the Space Coast, see, we tied it back around. Bill Posey, He is congressional representative in Florida, where NASA lives, right there, Kennedy Space Center. So it all seems to come together, Super Don. You're brilliant that
way.
There
you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. This guy, he's the representative elect. Mm-hmm. So I guess he doesn't start until what, like January or whatever. When
I wonder if they're going to try to do a recall election. It's like, can't have somebody asking these questions.
That thought crossed my mind. I don't think they will.
I don't think so.
But as you read into this story, and this was coming from the Tennessean, which I guess is a big paper in Tennessee. You kind of read, and he's talking about how, you know, there's corruption and cover-ups going on at the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he thinks that, you know, there's things going on with autism that need to be.
Let's actually read his quotes. I think, you know, we don't have to paraphrase it. They're right here. Because it was an audience member at one of his town hall meetings in Franklin, Tennessee. Okay? If my memory serves correct, I might not be far from Chattanooga. I could be wrong on this, but. A woman was concerned about cuts to Medicaid funding, and she said, and she's asking about autism because she's the parent of a young adult with autism. And so, Dr. Green, President-elect, no, I say President-elect, maybe, who knows, House of Representative-elect Green, okay, Congress, says, let me say this about autism, he says. I have committed to the people in my community up in Montgomery County to stand on the CDC's desk and get the real data on vaccines. Because there is some concern that the rise in autism is the result of the preservatives that are in our vaccines. Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah. And here, as a physician, this he continues, as a physician, I can make the argument and I can look at it academically and make the argument against the CDC if they really want me to engage me on it. I mean, this is... It's quite stunning. It's quite stunning. All right. Now, yeah, my wheels are turning. And John Rappaport wrote a great article about it. Is this the return of the hashtag CDC whistleblower? And we published it at robertscoutbell.com. You check it out. You know how this came and went. My dearly departed friend Liam Sheff said this would change nothing, right? The whole thing. I was so excited, genuinely excited that, you know, the CDC was busted, Brian Hooker found him out, and then the congressional record, Congressman Posey reads it, and then whispers, nothing, crickets, no hearings at all. So it wasn't time, the so-called tipping point. And I bring this up again, the World Series this year it's still, in 2018, Los Angeles Dodgers in the series, they're at Chavez Ravine at the big stadium there, sold out for the World Series. A stand up for cancer. I don't know if that was the exact name of the thing, but it was everybody who's affected by cancer knows somebody. Everybody stood up 100%. And I said, we're rapidly approaching a place where everybody will stand up when you say, do you know anybody with autism, affected by autism or vaccine injury? And you're going to have a lot of people standing up, maybe not the whole stadium yet. But this is the problem the CDC and the vaccine sycophants have. More people are becoming injured. More children are becoming injured. Autism is on the rise, as we know. Even deaths to vaccines. We cover the stories in the mainstream media. They can no longer cover up vaccines, flu shots. What happens when physicians like Dr. Mark Green, not only as physicians speak out, but they get elected to government? How will they be bought off to not look at this? Because these people are personally affected, clearly, that they're willing to speak out in this way. So I think the sea change is on, that it wasn't time yet. As I've asked the question, how many children have to be injured or killed before it's time? I don't have the answer to that, but clearly when the CDC whistleblower came out and they showed this, and the movie Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe came out, and was like the number one documentary film, I think, of that year or something like that. And still, nothing. No government hearings, nothing. It says that apparently we need more suffering. We need more injury. We need more death before we're willing to snap out of our stupor. Or government, medical, mafia, media-induced stupor or coma. And we're getting closer and closer now with a physician elected to Congress, another physician, who's willing to speak out before he even gets there. You know, I don't predict that suddenly now there's going to be hearings, but again, it's inevitable that this is going to happen. The question is not if, but when. And this is a stunning new revelation in seeing this happen before our eyes. We're living in the midst of it. One day we'll look back, it'll feel like it just happened all at once. As we're in the midst of it, it feels like it's drawn out, it's so long, when are we going to get there? But we're rapidly approaching that proverbial tipping point, Super Don. That's what I believe.
I think you're right. And so, I'm looking at this Mark Green guy.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in this article, it references that they're claiming that he is Islamophobic, homophobic, doesn't like transgendered people.
Right.
Doesn't like the LGBT community. I don't know the details because they don't really give any details as far as what it is that they're accusing him of.
No, they don't.
Or why. So, and I know we talked about this earlier in the day, that it looks like that's probably how they may end up going after him to try and do some kind of character assassination in the event that there's really nothing to those allegations.
Well, there you go. There's the why. Clearly, they have to discredit the man. He's a physician. Are they going to attack his credentials as a physician? Apparently not at this point. There's nothing to go on unless they make something up, right? Physician in good standing, we have to assume. Or else they would have attacked him on that. Oh, he's a quack doctor. He does integrative medicine. He does chelation. Or he uses homeopathy. Nothing like that came out. The attack is, oh my gosh, he's an Islamophobe. Oh my gosh, he said something that's offensive to the LGBTQ community. That is evidence that they cannot attack him, at least at this point, unless they make something up on his physician credentials. They want to distract you from the fact that he's a physician because that's an authority position, a position of authority in our culture. At least those that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they still look up to doctors and go, oh, wait, they must know something. And if they're actually saying, or if he's actually saying, yep, there's a problem with vaccines, the CDC may be lying to us, that holds more weight than a mom or a dad who has lost a child or has lost a child to autism. And has just researched profusely, profoundly, but they're not doctors, right? They dismiss you that way. They can't dismiss this guy, Mark Green, physician and now congressman from Tennessee, elect. I think the CDC is in for a bumpy ride this next cycle. I don't know how bumpy just yet. But I'll be eating my organic non-GMO popcorn. If not watching, then throwing popcorn at it, at the screen. As they try to yell at this guy as an anti-gay guy or something. Like, I think they're going to make it up. That's their desperation that's showing, Super Don. Their desperation is showing.
Well, we'll see. These are interesting times. You know?
Yes,
you can kind of feel, you can feel a shift
mm-hmm.
taking place here across the board when it comes to things like this, about big pharma, about drugs, about antibiotics, about vaccines. Things seem to be changing a little bit, don't they?
All right, start tweeting out the hashtag CDC whistleblower once again in relation to Mark Green, congressman-elect, doctor from Tennessee. We've got him linked up. I tweeted at him. I'm hoping he responds. I'd love to get him on the show. I still want to get Bill Posey on the show, and he said he would come on, Super Don. Where are we with Bill Posey, Congressman Posey? All right, vaccine to stop the opioid epidemic. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we mentioned the Christmas movies yesterday with Ty. He mentioned A Christmas Story, and I agree. I love that movie. But it wasn't like he caught me in a place where I couldn't even think of all of them. As people mentioned them, they would come back to mind. I guess that's just not where my head's at. I voted for Christmas Story. Was there a favorite of yours, Super Don? I mean, you said Christmas Vacation, right?
Christmas Vacation, and I like Scrooged is one of my favorites with Bill Murray.
Ah, right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, one of my least favorites is any movie that promotes vaccine propaganda, pro-vaccine propaganda. I don't know if they're doing that for Christmas, but you notice there are shows out there that they have done, like whether it be the Law and Order shows or the medical shows. They'll always at one point in the season work some kind of anti-vaccine character in there and then say, oh, how dangerous, how dead, look what they've done, right? And and of course, we've talked about the CDC embedding some of their people, government agents, embedded into Hollywood to help write these storylines. Not making that up. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. And I think about the things that are fantasy, science fiction fantasy, in movies and other things. The vaccine world is filled with science fiction fantasies. Fantasy is spelled with a PH for pharma, okay, just so you know when we talk about it this way. And there's a story right now, and it's something I think we have covered, Super Don, but it's just come back out, reared its ugly head. Researchers are now testing the effectiveness of an anti-opioid vaccine. Anti-opioid vaccine. There's another link to it saying vaccine could help address the opioid epidemic. And, of course, this raises some real big alarm bells for me, and it did the first time I heard about this. Because if it is under the guise of what we call a traditional now vaccine, it's going to bring some form of an antigen into the body to elicit an antibody response to something that you don't like. You know, if it's a measles or chicken pox, it's absurd to do it, but they do it. So if you're going after opioid drugs, how do you create something that you don't normally develop an antibody to? I think that was my question. It's like, man, if they're going to start stimulating antibody production against opioids, do you realize that your body produces the opioids endogenously when needed for opiate receptors? Are you now going to, and I think I brought this up, when I don't know if it was 8 months ago or a year or more ago, Super Don, where this came up, and I said, you are actually going to destroy your natural ability to deal with extreme trauma and pain. Because you'll start reacting, antibodies will produce when you need them because of their brilliant idea of somehow artificially stimulating antibody activity against opioids. Granted, there might not be the identical as fentanyl or some of these other nasty things. But who's to say you wouldn't have some cross-reactivity? So the question I ask, and this is, what was this? Published in Trends in Pharmacological Sciences. They featured the preclinical test and the methodology in there. This guy, Matthew Banks, PharmD, PhD, associate professor in the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology in the VCU School of Medicine. So they're talking about what they're designed to do. And indeed, they're trying to develop, artificially stimulate opioid antibodies. Opioid antibodies. Now, Super Don, you went down and you found out how they were planning to do this. Can you reveal that to the audience for me? Would you mind?
I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't hear the setup.
You got the grandkids, don't you? All right.
Yeah.
I was feeding you the ability to do what you did when we were talking earlier.
Yeah, I know. You got it.
What is the method by which this madness will be manifest, right?
Yeah. Well,
how are they going to make this work?
From what I read, they're going to attach it to the tetanus vaccine.
There you go. They are going. What a disaster. And, of course, what does that mean, the tetanus vaccine? Well, right now, I don't think they have an independent tetanus vaccine. They always throw you the DTAP, the diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. So you're going to have, as an adult that's at risk for opioid addiction, right? Because this will probably end up being put on the schedule because we don't know what kids might end up addicts to fentanyl, right? So will they just add it into the DTAP? And then what? Normal opioid production that are drawn to opioid receptors in the body. Endorphin. Who knows how this is going to... I mean, you talk about mad science, and it doesn't get much madder than this. And, of course, we recognize that if you have pain, you'd be much better served by utilizing kratom, which the FDA doesn't like, CBD or cannabis, which the FDA still doesn't like, despite the farm bill. We learned last hour with Jonathan Eaton. Arnica. What other things do you guys use for pain? White willow bark tincture? There are a lot of ways to go. There are a lot of homeopathic remedies for pain. There are other holistic therapies, acupuncture, etc. Healing, laying on of hands, prayer. But they're going after the opioid receptors. By the way, who brought opioid addiction into play? Made it vogue? The Fear and Death Administration. The FDA said, yep, yeah, it's okay, go for it.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting. The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people? Really good ones?
President Trump also distanced himself from his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether President Trump's inaugural committee misspent some of the $107 million in donations it took. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, reminding y'all listening on radio that we have a lot of great Christmas deals coming your way. If you haven't already heard about them, you can go to robertscottbell.com, check them out. There are banners up. You can get a safe sleeve, which y'all know you need protection from the EM fields that your phone is receiving and generating, spitting out to you. Radiation protection from safe sleeve. We have links up in the show notes. I've got one on my phone. It works. Tested it out. We've got the Whole Tones Christmas and the Whole Tones catalog available. Michael Tyrell has offered my audience, that's you all, 20% off. Take advantage of that. The rest of this month up until New Year's Eve. But take advantage. RSB20 is the code to get that deal. All right, what other things we want to talk about? I always like to get you the gifts. Go to Secret Ingredients, the movie, or secretingredientsmovie.com. And you can get the film by Jeffrey Smith. And this is, and Amy Hart, of course, as well. But You want to explain to your friends and family members why you're eating organic and non-GMO? They will not look at you funny anymore. They might not like what they see because this is the remedy. Eating healthy, real food, non-GMO and organic. What other deals we got going on since I'm thinking about it, Super Don? We've placed so many, I can't keep up with them.
Well, let's see here. So we did the whole tones, right? And we got the, obviously, you know, the plus CBD oil, of course, RSB15. There are all kinds of sales going on over at the Health Ranger store right now.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff, you know, from supplements to Ranger gear and preparedness stuff and all that stuff. Let's see here. What else?
I know there's more.
You got the safe sleeve.
I mentioned that.
You got on there. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Sign up also for the fasting summit, right?
The fasting summit, for sure. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, please go and sign up if you haven't already. Sign up for the newsletter because we're going to be doing some really interesting and cool things with that here coming up in the near future, and especially starting at the first of the year, where mm-hmm. we're going to be able to get information out to you about, you know, big stories that we're covering, upcoming webinars that we may be, either participating in or, there's rumor has it we may even be doing some webinars of our own, right?
Yes, yes, and, I think so.
And so, yeah, and, you know, we want to start keeping in touch with you about these types of things, informing you of important things that are coming up and stuff. So go over to robertscottbell.com, over on the right-hand side, scroll down to where it says Get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox. If you haven't signed up yet, it's really easy. You just click on the button, enter your email. We won't spam you, and we won't sell your emails to people, we promise. So everything is confidential. And, stay in touch because we got some cool things happening in the new year.
All right. Great. Thank you, Super D. That helps mm-hmm. me cover what I can't remember all of. So anyway, go there, robertscottbell.com. We talked last hour a little bit about the trade wars. And, you know, I think it's interesting, no matter what if you like Trump, you hate him, I think you got to step back and go, all right, just like we try to do, be intellectually honest about things where we agree, things where we disagree. We've never claimed that Trump is a constitutionalist. He's not a Ron Paul guy, but in certain ways, he's looking out for the best for America in his own way, right? And one of those ways is on the trade deals. You're going, hey, y'all made some bad deals for American workers, American companies. I want to fix it, okay? All right, that's something it's hard to say is bad. Although, you know, some people that say, well, we're free traders, free marketeers, and anything that he wants to do is going to add to the expense of the American people. Well, I think we need to become more self-reliant, self-sufficient, and stop buying as much cheap, you know what, from where, President Trump?
China!
What? Yes, China.
China!
Yes, you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, guess who is set to shock markets with low glyphosate residues in food imports?
China.
That's right. This is kind of disappointing a little bit, if this is true, right? And I don't know if this is fake news here, Super Don. You found this. It's not Natural Blaze. It's probably...
Not fake news.
China is set to shock markets with low glyphosate residue limits in food imports. Now, you know, one of the reasons why the Health Ranger says, you know, avoid herbs and tea and stuff from China, it's got to be heavy metals. You think glyphosate? Well, we're the country of glyphosate, Monsanto, where it originated. But it's exported all over the world. They're using it all over the world. And a lot of stuff from China is so loaded with heavy metals, pesticides, etc. You don't want to go anywhere near it. But they're apparently about setting maximum residue limits of 200 parts per billion or lower for glyphosate in all of their imports, right? They're sending out, whether it be grains, soybeans, and other legumes. Now, I'm not all about any form of soybean from China because it's likely going to be genetically engineered. But even if you go organic from China, you really don't know in terms of heavy metal residue, for instance, because the FDA is not really testing that, USDA not really testing that. So if China is making inroads to say, you know what, we're going to reduce glyphosate levels in the products we're sending around the world or back to the United States, that's got to be a little embarrassing for our breadbasket of the Midwest, Monsanto, Central.
Oh, big time, dude. Big time. Because, I mean, that's where the majority, obviously, I mean, it just makes sense, of Monsanto's business is in all the farmland, the grain and the corn and all that stuff. You know, I mean, it's just glyphosate everywhere, right? I mean, some of the statistics that I've seen over the years, you know, like 80-90% of like the corn and the soybeans and stuff. So what's happening here is you've got this trade war going on with China.
Yeah.
Or as Trump would say.
Yeah. How would he say it? Let me hear it again.
China.
There you go.
China. Thank you. So anyway, China now, if they do this, they go through with this, what you're going to see is China probably shifting over to more imports of grain from places like Russia, where glyphosate is not used as widely, right?
Okay.
You know, it's used as a desiccant, right? You know, that's
right.
where they're going with this.
I'm reading into this, and they're going to start pulling more of their grains in from Russia.
Yeah.
And, of course, that makes Putin the evil guy. Now, we've heard rumors, right, and we haven't validated them, but you know, with all the things about Putin is going to go all organic and non-GMO in Russia, and you know, if you think about strategically, if you want to hurt America, that is one way you could do it, because you're going to destroy the Monsanto farmland, of which is the vast majority in the United States. Now, eventually it would hasten the rise of more organic agriculture, or a lot less use of Monsanto pesticides, which I think would be good. But it's hard for me to look at Putin in that context, if he's really going more organic and non-GMO, as the evil guy, right? We can say there's a lot of things he might not be a nice guy about. But whatever his motivation, I want to see more organic agriculture on planet Earth and less Monsanto land. I think that's a good thing. But here you have an interesting dilemma for Trump, who I think Melania has got to know about the organic food issue. And I mean, he probably does too. Trump could like maybe care less about it, because he'll still eat McDonald's or drink a Diet Coke for all I know. So, you know, he's just looking purely on the trade numbers and going, China, you're not being fair with us. And there could be legitimacy within the way these trade agreements have been made in the past. And he's trying to correct that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for me to just kind of go, yeah, we want China to accept toxic food that I don't want to accept here in the United States. I just want it to stop it. It's just stupid. It's
a crazy thing. And listen, before you start to think that, oh, wow, is like China becoming like some kind of crunchy granola country.
Yeah.
Here's a kind of a sobering factoid here.
Okay.
China apparently is a major glyphosate exporter to the world. And over 80% of China-made glyphosate is exported to account for over 60% of the global supply.
So it's how not like that.
It's not like China's against glyphosate, because they, you know, they make this stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's
a good point though to bring up
perspective.
That,
yeah,
you know, as they're looking, and it could be that they see like Putin sees. You know, how can we hurt the American farmer? Not the organic farmers; they're going to do better and better. But the vast majority of commercial, conventional farming, we're talking about factory farming. And, you know, the export of a lot of wheat and soy and things like that, America plays a big role in exporting that. And the world is waking up going, you know, maybe we don't like the glyphosate so crop so much. So Russia responds, China responds. The question is, Trump, are you aware of that? I don't know if he is or not. I would want him to be, if you're going to make trade deals and go, hey, let's get our American farmers on the organic wagon, because they're going to be making more per acre, ultimately, with organic agriculture than they are in having to, you know, go into debt to buy Terminator seeds from Monsanto, now Bayer, every year. So I'm intrigued by what's happening here on the global scale. It's a different kind of warfare. And ultimately, all war is economic war. You know, whether you drop a bomb or not, in many cases, it's more efficient, probably in every case, to go to war economically without having to drop any bombs. And they can do that with these toxic poisons that they dump on us. But we're unfortunately exporting a lot of that from America as well. Not the happiest thing to do. But what about that which stays in America? Right? Not just what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in America sometimes stays in America. And this relates to the school lunch program around the United States. I don't know if it's true in Great Britain, those of you listening on UK Health Radio. But there's a new report here at the Center for Environmental Health talking about the toxic weed killer on the menu in K-12 schools across the country. Monsanto's glyphosate found in over 70% of oat-based breakfast cereals served to the nation's school children. Now, have you know, oats are not genetically modified. Oats are not genetically engineered. to my knowledge, unless there's something that I hadn't heard about. But the fact is they are desiccated and soaked in glyphosate. So that you think you're going, you know, you go out to a hotel, like maybe people that go out on the road. I never eat the food in those things. I bring my own or hold fast until I get some I know is right. But they'll have like oatmeal. Hey, that looks pretty healthy. I'll have some oatmeal. No, you're putting holes in your guts. It's like the people eating Chick-fil-A. I'm like, oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A is all great. It's all we wonder. You know, it's factory farm chicken still. What grains are they using? Anything soaked in glyphosate there? What kind of oil are they using it for their fries? You follow me here? Again, I pick on the folks that love Chick-fil-A just because, you know, I'm a nice guy and I need to find something that annoys them. But look at this. The kids are eating stuff that's poking holes in their guts, whether they're taking antibiotics or not.
You know, why do they have to use the glyphosate as the desiccant? I think there's other desiccants out there that can be used other than glyphosate. Why glyphosate, right?
Well, it's everywhere, it's cheap, and it's poking holes in the guts of little children all over planet Earth, particularly American school kids that think they're doing right by eating oat-based breakfasts. How you say that? Breakfasts?
Breakfast.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Breakfasts? Right.
By the way, if your kids are eating oats, even if they've not been on an antibiotic, they need to get on the Silver Aloe Protocol pronto. If you don't know where it is, it's on the website at robertscottbell.com. You can download it for free or get Unlock the Power to Heal.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're at it. Final segment tonight. And I know it's been a great week because I haven't had to go anywhere. Although I'm going to run out and watch an improv show at high school right after the broadcast, which will be fun. But before we do that, I think we already did announcements, although I will remind y'all I'm scheduled to go to Tampa area again. January, the last weekend in January, you have to remind me what days of the week that is. I mean, I know the days of the week, the Saturday, Sunday, but what number of the, is it the 24th or 25th? I can't remember. I know that was for like Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena for the advanced medicine seminar. So we're going to get that in the upcoming events. Also scheduled still to go back to Total Health in Canada, Toronto, in April. It'll be a chilly thing, but I'm used to chilliness now. And then, the one we're talking about, the final weekend of January, with Dr. Marlene Siegel. So we've got a few things coming up, and check back in the website at robertscottbell.com. You'll see upcoming events, RSB events. And so, we'll get more of those details to you. Now, I love food. People look at me and say, you don't eat food. You're too skinny. I'm like, no, I still eat food. It just happens to be organic and clean. And this is my body type. Okay. Everybody's got a different body type. So with this subject that we're going to go about to get into, I don't know how controversial it is that we're stepping into it, but I would like to play a theme song related to cooking. In this case, baking, but I'm going to stretch it just a little bit. So if they did the baking show on the Muppets all those years ago, he would have pulled out a big loaf of bread about now.
That's right.
And then we would be cutting and slicing the bread. I don't know if y'all ever do homemade bread, but that's fun. And how it smells great. Anytime you're baking, it makes the place smell so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut the bread, you cut the bread, you cut the bread, and it's like, what are you left with? What I call the end pieces, right? And apparently, I didn't know there was like, I don't know if this is controversial or not. But
listen, everything's controversial these days, man.
Really?
You know, I mean,
the end piece of bread?
Well, okay, so there is a name for it, or at least I always knew the end of the bread. And, you know, the thing is, it's always, anybody who's eating bread knows what we're talking about. Right? You know, it's like when you buy a loaf of bread, you always go for the ones in the middle that are sliced or whatever like that. And then you've got those ones on the end where it's kind of like, some people just throw them away. They don't do anything with them. I have a tendency to use them, but it's not the preferred part of the bread. It's like the end piece. Now, I always knew that piece of bread to be called the heel of the bread.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I did not know, though, that there were all kinds of other names for it. And apparently, this got started on Twitter.
Oh, that's where it's controversial. Everything's controversial on Twitter.
Yes.
You know what? I call them the bun pieces. Because if you look at them, yeah, because what does a bun look like? It's the end pieces of bread. You know, you've got two pieces, you cut them in half, they're both end pieces. So you would convert them into, they'd be the bun.
Bun? No.
Nobody else thought of that? Just me? Am I the only? No. I could be the only one.
Well, apparently a bunch of people got into it on Twitter over what it's called. And here are some of the names that other people have come up with for what the end piece of bread is. You have the knobby end.
That makes no sense, knobby. That's got to be a British thing.
Knobby. Knobbly, knobbler, Norbert.
Norbert?
I've never heard it. I don't know. That sounds like a name of a person, yeah. Norbert. Mm-hmm. Doormat.
Oh, I could see it being a doormat, because if it's big enough, you put it down, you could rub your feet on it. Yeah.
The topper, the nut end, the noggy, the noggin, the ender. Now, this is one you said earlier, crust.
Right.
It is kind of the crust of the bread, and at the end of the loaf of the bread, it's just like kind of all crust there. I could see that. Some people call it the butt. I think that person was 14 years old. The outsider, the tush, the doorstep, the bumper, the heely, the nub, the bum end,
right,
and the knocker.
The knocker. I don't know why it's the knocker.
Never heard those.
Look, two together. What knockers? No. The tush. I like the tush, right? Because everybody likes a good tush. Mm-hmm. You know, if they called it the tush, more people would probably, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a little crazy on it now. Anyway, how's that for a silly ending? Y'all, Mom, wherever I call Mom up and see if she approved, because I was so serious this week. A couple of shows were pretty intense and serious. There was some serious stuff today as well. But we got to lighten it up with the ends of bread. The knockers.
The knockers?
The knockers, yeah. All right, folks. We'll figure out tomorrow's show. If you got questions for me, specific questions, submit them. Go to robertscottbell.com. We're wide open tomorrow as we speak, and I'll be able to answer them. Or not. Or maybe I'll have Super Don answer them. In the meantime, thanks to Eric on the board. We'll be back tomorrow because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.